got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
That's interesting. I'll tell you about that later on. Or
another one, lube it.
Lube it.
Check the lube.
Check the lube.
And grease it.
I see. The inside part of a tire that you inflate, you call that the inner
tube.
If you had a boat and you were going to take it down to the lake or whatever, when you're actually putting it in the water, you say that you're going to
launch.
What sort of boat would people in this area use, say, just for fishing?
Bass boats, fishing boat. Bass boats become a very common term, and it's also a very popular type of boat.
Now, are they motorized or?
Motorized, and they got chairs in them as a rule. Mounted up where the guy can cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that different from the type of boat that you strictly have to use?
A rowboat.
That's a rowboat.
Of course, there are also canoes.
Right. The rowboats you're talking about, are they flat-bottomed? Or?
Mm-hmm. As a rule, around here they are. Around here, the narrow, flat-bottom boat is most common. Nobody hardly rows anymore. I've never seen anybody rowing, as a matter of fact, around here. Sometimes if the pond or the pool is too small, they'll just take a paddle around. You know, if it's not worth putting a motor on the back of the boat for.
Right. Have you ever heard anybody in this area use the term John boat for any type of boat at all?
I have heard the term, but I couldn't say what that boat would be or what connection.
Say if your wife wanted to go to town to buy some material to make a dress, a little square cloth that she might take with her to match it up, what would she call that?
Splotch. She's buying piece goods.
Mm-hmm.
Is that another term you might use?
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you have in mind.
Like a color splotch is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Have you ever heard anybody use the word sample?
Yeah, well, that's sample would be too simple.
Were you thinking of swatch?
Swatch, yeah.
Yeah, I picked that up before. What about this adjective? Say there's just a little bit of tape. If you don't mind, we'll just let that run out. It'll just be
fine. I don't mind going another 30 minutes if you want to.
Really? I don't want to impose.
No, it's fine.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. This adjective. Say if your wife saw a dress in the store window, she might say, well, that sure is a
pretty dress.
And the comparative form, she would say, well, this one's pretty, but this one's even
prettier.
And the superlative you use.
Prettiest.
The thing that...
Of course, pretty would probably not be used, you know, it's a tough-looking dress.
Your wife would be likely to say that?
Good-looking, which she'd probably say.
I see. Say this, the thing that women tie around their waist when they're working in the kitchen.
Apron.
And what I'm writing with, you call this a
pen, ballpoint pen.
And the thing that used to be used anyway,
pencil,
to hold a baby's diapers together.
Pen.
Right.
Safety pen.
Say,
I have tried through innumerable number of speech teachers to make it pen,
yeah,
and pin,
yeah,
but I can't do it this rule.
I have to consciously make that effort if I'm trying to distinguish between the two. Usually it's just, you know, pen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm often just the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I was talking to the fellow who directs this project, and a friend of mine was there with him, and we were talking about areas that I had worked. Of course, he has a map with different colored pens, you know, that
mm-hmm.
he uses. Yeah, I'll say you southerners. I don't like a distinction.
Yeah.
What would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Vest, coat, pants.
Never heard a man call his pants anything else.
Oh, yeah. Trousers. Slacks.
What about these things that farmers usually wore them to work in?
Overalls.
Do you have any idea what